Debonairs was a, as I think I might have mentioned before, was a brilliant brain. Now, I'm rather afraid that his desire for wealth led him at times to make decisions when he was in a jam that otherwise he wouldn't have made, you know. That he had to have. Look at the mansion he built at Cottesloe. Now, where did that money come from?
Now, before we sort of get
to. Does that see what I mean?
Yes, but before we get your view of the mining side of it, which really comes at the end of the Cundip story, the time that you met him, what did you find him like as a person? What was his. The
dynamic.
Impression?
Obviously, brilliant brain, easy to meet, friendly, courteous, immaculate. All that you would expect of a man of his capacity. There's no way in his, nothing in his demeanour or his actions or anything else which suggested, even remotely, that he would be smart to the extent of being dishonest.
Was there any superiority about him?
Yes, yes, there was. Yes, he was not supercilious, but sort of a proud. I don't think he meant to be overlording it, but an inward knowledge of his own brilliance, you know, that gave him sort of a supercilious appearance. It was not an overbearing.
No.
But what should I say? Self-satisfied is not quite the right word.
Was it condescending approach?
Not, no, know? It was an inward knowledge of his own abilities. You know, an assured confidence of his own competence and ability and good neighbourliness and everything, you know. Just spoke everything. He was a brilliant man. There's no question he was a brilliant man. And everyone responded to him.